I'm Jeff Cohen for WNPR News. Long lines at the State Department of Motor Vehicles persist a week after offices reopened following a major computer systems upgrade. And now Governor Daniel Malloy is asking for patience. One bullet point on the DMV's website says this: no need to rush to a DMV office. Another asks this question: do you really need to visit a DMV office? And at a press conference, Governor Malloy asked the state's residents to do as much DMV business as they can online.
If you can at all avoid going to DMV in the next couple of weeks, I would strongly encourage that you avoid them as we work to reduce the lines and wait times. If you are headed to the DMV, please bring your patience and know that the staff there is doing the best they can to help you turn around your business. Last week, staff in the offices were working until 9 p.m. At night. They are working extremely hard to deal with the volume.
The department has upgraded its 50-year-old computer system, a project that cost $25 million. For most services, offices were closed the week of August 11th to get the new software installed. But that created a backlog and eventually long lines. So the governor said the state's granting extensions until October 10th for any licenses and registrations that expired on or after August 11th. And if you've waited in one of those long lines, Malloy says he feels your pain.
I understand the frustration customers are feeling having to stand in those lines to get their normal business done.
The governor says the situation should improve within the next couple of weeks.
We're confident that the lines will be shorter and will continue to get shorter after that.
Malloy says the new system is a better one that will allow more people to do their business with the state wherever they are, at state offices or otherwise. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.